How did you personally play?
You know, it wasn't one of my better games. I could have played a lot better, you know, I felt. But you never know until you look at it on film. You know, regardless or not, it's a loss. You know, I'd rather play horrible and have my team win than play great and, you know, and lose. But I didn't play great. You know, still got a lot of growing to do and a lot of mistakes got to get rid of.
DJ, did you feel like their game plan was fairly simple? I mean, they wanted to run the ball, and they rolled Gerard out a lot.
Oh, yeah, their game plan, you know, it wasn't a lot of trickery. You know, it just came up, lined up, and played football. You know, it wasn't like we didn't know what was happening. You know, we just didn't execute the way we should have.
Why so much trouble? It seemed like you guys were seeming to have a lot of trouble tackling, you know, getting their guys down. Was that you guys, just the way they were running?
You know, it's a mixture of both. You know, Fred Taylor's a big, strong back, you know, with quick feet. And then you get Jones-Drew in there, who's about, you know, 5'6", 220. And, you know, he gets behind the lineman. You can't see him. And then he's also strong and fast. So when you're playing against top caliber backs like that, you got to hit, run your feet, and you got to swarm. You got to have 11 men to the ball.
At some point, when they have the ball so much, does that start to wear on you guys?
It definitely wears the defense down. I've seen our team do it plenty of times. You get teams in 14, 15 play drives, and, you know, it takes a little bit out of defense. But, you know, that's all on us. You know, we got to realize that we need to get off the field on third down, you know. It's nobody's fault but ours, you know. When you get a 15-play drive, you know, you look for three and outs or turnovers and things like that.
How concerned are you at this point with the run defense? You struggled for three games out. I know there were some concerns in the preseason. Is it becoming a big concern?
I wouldn't say it's a concern because I'm confident in the guys that I have on my team, the guys up front and the guys that I play next to. But, you know, it means nothing for me to say, you know, I'm confident. We got to come out and perform and show it. We say it every week. We got to tighten things up. But, you know, you really have to at some point put your foot down and come in and, you know, just stop teams from running the ball.
How tough does it make that defense for a guy like LeBron can just make things
happen? It's very difficult, especially when the quarterback gets back there and runs around and scrambles. You know, and they have talented receivers. A lot of guys are able to get open.
Jack Kendall struggled the first two games with the run. Anything different they were able to do against you guys?
You know what? They didn't do anything different. They just kept the same game plan. You know, we just didn't execute the way we should have executed. But, you know, they got great backs, you know, a good O-line and a good quarterback. So, you know, when you're playing against a team like that, you almost have to be perfect. If you want to stop them for a short gain or a no gain, you almost got to be perfect.
DJ, they're so physical. Is this a day maybe that you just couldn't quite match their physicality?
No, I'd never say that. You know, the guys that we have on our team are just as physical as any team in the NFL. It just wasn't executed. You know, it had nothing to do with them being more physical than us. It's just, you know, guys out of place and them little things when you're hitting, just not running your feet.
Is that one of the most frustrating things? You know they're going to run the ball. You know exactly what they're going to do. They're not trying to fool you. And today, for whatever reason, you couldn't stop them.
It's not frustrating. Actually, it's fun. It's a challenge. You know, when you know a team's going to run the ball downhill on you guys, it's a challenge to you. But you do, you know, get a little frustrated when you don't stop the run. But, you know, like I said before, you can't have any mentals. You can't be out of place. Everybody needs to be in each gap.